This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Want to tell everybody, a little after 6:20, guy that grew up right down the bayou from us, Clarence Verdan, will be on with us. Clarence to talk about his NFL career, but also with the 20th anniversary of Katrina. And Clarence had an unbelievable situation happen to him in New Orleans East. We'll have Clarence talk about that when we get him on a little after 6:20. Also, too, Trey Hendrickson has come up with a one-year extension to his contract. He gets a $14 million raise, which will make him $30 million this year. And he's got the opportunity to be a free agent next year. Bob, the Saints defensively, you and I have talked about this. I think that's the one area, especially up front, that's going to be improved from a year ago.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been so focused on the quarterback, which it seems like every fan base is concerned.
Everybody's.
Except the Saints are the only one out of 32 teams that haven't named their starting quarterback. So you obviously can talk about that every day of the week. But when I look at our defense, and I think under Brandon Staley, that they will be a lot better. And I said this, I don't know if this is a fair assessment, but I said, okay, they both, one's going to be better than the other, the offense or the defense. If I had to say right now, I would say Brandon Staley's coach defense will be better than Coach Moore's offense. Just as far as their production, where they ranked amongst the NFL. Now, you played three preseason games, but the guys you're counting on, they didn't play all preseason games. Like, for instance, before they played the Jaguars or out in California at Irvine, they practiced against the Rams. I mean, I tell you what, it was one day, and they practicing against them. Mike, there ain't no fans or nothing. But Chase Young and DeMario Davis, they playing like it's a freaking game. And Coach McVay got a little upset because they, you know, maybe finishing the deal with a couple of tackles. They weren't supposed to do that. Even Nathan Shepard, you know, because they weren't going to play against Jacksonville. So finally, before you get ready for the Cardinals game come September the 7th, they got to play against Sean Payton's offense and the Denver Broncos. So what happened when you look at which guys we're going to count on? When I say our first defense, and I said this even against the Rams, our first defense was kicking their butt. But I don't know about the backups, like the second and third guys. We were getting gashed now and then. So looking at that first defense, and Mike, when you look at it, you can't start better than this. Now, maybe if you got a scoop and score a pick six, but they forced a three and out. Bo Nix and all is playing, who Sean Payton counting on. They forced a three and out on the first series, and then on they went in on three series, okay? You know, last year, what we couldn't do, stop the run, right? We were 31st, one before last. We were giving up like 5 yards a run. The Panthers were giving up 6 yards. But then you look at this, and this is not an opinion. This is what happened. On the three series they're in there, they allowed just 4 yards rushing. The Denver wasn't getting anything in the run. They were getting like 0 yards at times. Again, they allowed 4 yards rushing on the three series. Guys that we're going to see, then now they're going to have a rotation, but guys that you're counting on is going to play a number of snaps against the Cardinals. In those three series, they only gave up 4 yards rushing. If you look, they played against Denver's starting offense. They ran 19 plays, okay, against guys on our defense and the Broncos starters. So everyone looks at, watch out for Denver in the AFC. When we talked about that, the Bills and the Chiefs and, you know, the Ravens and all that. But look, Denver starting offense ran 19 plays against that Saints defense. 12 of those 19 plays gained two or fewer yards, including six run stuffs. I'm telling you, like, bam, 0 yards. Stuffed them. So, again, that's why I'm optimistic. I'm just looking, okay, Sean's getting ready for the season. Last preseason game, out of the 19 plays, the Saints defense, on 12 of those plays, they gained two or fewer yards, including the six. They just stuffed them on the run. So that's why I'm very encouraged when I see that. Now, it's not, what is your scoring defense? You know, bend but don't break, whatever. But you say, Bobby, boy, it sure don't look like we stop them. When you look at Bo Nix, was 10 of 14, 110 yards, 8 yards per attempt. His quarterback rating, 118. But a couple of times they picked on. That's why Kool-Aid, the secondary, got to get it done.
Cortland Sutton,
yeah,
got after him.
Yeah, a couple of times. And it'll be interesting to see. Who's the stud receiver for the Cardinals from Ohio State?
Marvin Harrison.
Okay. I think with Kyler Murray. So if we got Kool-Aid on him, I would think you can't all the time help out Kool-Aid, but now and then you'd have to let him be aggressive and have somebody over the top, because that's where they really had the success. And if you look at it, I don't know, Denver scored. This is not good. You know, I said it's half full, half empty. This is the half empty approach of defense. That Denver ended up, even though, Mike, we were playing stout defense and we forced a three and out. The second possession would have been forced a three and out, but they went for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
And but you look at, they still scored 10 points on three possessions against the starters. So, you know, you look how many possessions you're going to get per game. Well, Mike, that part is not good, where Denver's able to score 10 points on three possessions.
I want to see the two things that have really bothered this defense. One has been mobile quarterbacks.
Yes.
That look around, they buy a little time, take off running. I know one thing, Kyler Murray can do that. He's got some skill set that, man, he scared the bejesus out of you.
He's trying to catch a chicken. You know, your grandma used to go tell you, I'll never forget this, go into the backyard, and this is like in the 70s. We're going to go catch me a chicken. We're going to eat it tonight. So you got to go catch it, wring the neck, and then, you know, you pluck it and all that. But, you know, you're trying to corner the chicken. Or like maybe in a pen, you're trying to catch a rabbit, whatever. Well, that's trying to catch Kyler Murray. He can make you look foolish.
Real quick.
Yeah, and Mike, all rushing yards count. Oh, we stopped the running backs, but we can't let Kyler Murray average 8-9 yards a run. So
the other part, too, is who is going to match up against Trey McBride, their ace tight end? That, to me, is going to be a big question mark. Can the Saints match up defensively against McBride, who's a huge part of their offense?
Yeah, a big target. And, Mike, if you look at it, you know what else is unusual? Did you see, and you never saw him do that before, and he said he played linebacker, you know, in high school, and then from Sacramento, Carl Granderson.
Yeah.
See how far he was dropping? No, Carl Granderson. Now you're going to see him and
I don't think
Cam
I want
Jordan.
Carl all the time.
No, but sometimes you will be in pass coverage. They're not going to blitz all the time, and he doesn't look like a weak link. You know, when you're not rushing the passer and you ain't coverage, you don't want to be the weak link, because the quarterback will find you, because they will on film and they will expose you. So that's one thing you don't want to be. But as far as like running quarterbacks, Whether you'd be LSU's defense or the Saints defense, they've given
as
nightmares.
Much trouble as the Saints defense.
Yeah, remember we couldn't stop Jalen Milroe, who's now with the Seahawks. We made him
Texas A&M's quarterback in the second half.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop him. Had Lenore Sellers
South Carolina.
Not gotten hurt in the first half, LSU's not winning that game.
Well, and
against
the same,
South
and
Carolina.
We remember Jalen Hurts type runs with the Eagles. And that's going to be interesting to see the game plan Brandon Staley's going to have for Kyler Murray in the first game.
And what Blake Baker's going to have for Cade Klubnik.
Because he can run too.
And he can certainly run. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Second Guess, Mike DeTiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, while we try to connect with former NFL wide receiver, return man, Clarence Verdan. Bob, I think certainly this weekend big for LSU as they play Clemson, also for Tulane, Northwestern. And, man, that's a lot of talk nationally. Well, not just about LSU, yeah. Clemson, but how good that the Green Wave can be this year.
Mike, you know, look at the power conferences and all that. And because I look at Tulane, you know, as an intellectual school, and it might be harder to get in there, but so is Northwestern.
Yeah.
And I think Tulane should have on their schedule. You know how we love them to play the LSU. Well, there's North, South, East, West. You know who Tulane should play? And it'd be a battle of intellectual schools. And they have football. We love football. How they play in Northwestern. A top lawyer school, you look at it, you know, that's considered Chicago. So, and you look, they should schedule either Cal or Stanford, intellectual schools. And you look at different conferences. So that would be the ACC, because now they're in the ACC. Northwestern's in the Big Ten. Vanderbilt. They should
Rice.
Also
play,
yeah, but when I look at Rice, but Rice is not in, like, the ACC, the Big 12, or who would be a Big 12? Because I look at Vanderbilt, that's SEC.
Right.
Then Duke, like, then they play in Duke. And they play in Duke and Northwestern at home. I think that's awesome.
But why you would want to play Rice to go to Texas to recruit?
Yes, that's a good point. That's a good point. But you understand what I'm talking about?
I get exactly what you're
okay,
going
what does it take to get in school over there and from an academic standpoint? And it's still like big-time football because look the conferences they're in. You know, when you're talking about the Big Ten representative, SEC representative, ACC. And then I'm trying to think of the Big 12, though, but Bryce, that would Texas. That would go with them. I don't know. Someone text Charlie or something to see what intellectual school who's on the level of the schools I just named in the Big 12 from an academic standpoint. You know, I'm going through the schools right now. I can't think of one. You can't say, like, Iowa State.
But the closest would be Rice.
Yeah, the proximity to Houston.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's right up the road from you.
Yeah, yeah. That would be, and a lot of them are, you know, the private schools. You know, not necessarily, you know.
But now with more and more conferences going to that nine-game conference
schedule.
Those other games afterwards, man, that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to schedule that. Now, you're going to have to schedule one game with a top school from a power conference.
And I think that's a good thing. Fans want to watch
fans
more meaningful games. They don't necessarily – now, it's not good for, like, the Nichols, Southeast, Northwestern, Magnesia of the world. The fans in general, they'd rather watch a power game, a conference game, versus a pay-for game. You know, are we going to like pay this university to come play us? Like, it's just the way TV and what people want to watch today.
Well, my thing, you could do that in the FCS too. Is okay, you want to play a top school, play South Dakota or North Dakota or North Dakota State.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to play them.
But see, a lot of team, man, I don't want to play them.
But because
Sacramento State, too. Now, they jumping eventually to the Pac-12.
Well, it was like that when Appalachian State, they went to University of Michigan. Remember, beat them in Ann Arbor.
And that was it.
So University of Michigan paid Ann Arbor, I mean, paid Appalachian State to come beat them. Paid them to come to the big house and beat them. So that's what I think teams are trying to avoid. And right now, I can tell you right now.
A couple years back, Marshall upsets Notre Dame.
Same thing.
Then last year, Notre Dame got upset too.
Yeah. It's whenever you see those, you can't lose to a team that you pay to come play. No, the alumni, somebody get them frustrated. They're like, well, what in the hell just happened?
It'll be interesting to see what happens too. Would a team like a North Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota, who have been dominant teams in the FCS, does somebody try to swoop that threesome away and jump them to the FBS?
Yeah, and then –
because Sacramento State wants to do it already. They've made it known. And, I think they're
Look, the Pac-12's making a comeback. You know, they still who got left behind, like stepchildren. Look, Oregon State and Washington State. But now, you know who's all excited? They got accepted in the Pac-12, and they were a 1AA team. I call them the Southwest Texas State Bobcats,
yes.
But they turned into Texas State in San Marcos, Texas, Texas State Bobcats. Mike, they think they hit the lottery being in the Pac-12 now.
Same thing with Sacramento State.
But you know what's crazy about it? People don't realize that how big, in San Marcos, how big Texas State is. It's like 45,000 students. I didn't realize it was that big a school, so it made sense. And plus the state of Texas to for the Pac-12 to invite them in.
I think for all of us who watch it and cover it, you want to see more entertaining games.
Yes, without a doubt.
Now, it makes it tougher on the
and,
coach.
And the TV wants that.
Yeah, it makes it tougher on the coach because you think, man, I can get to double digits. And there is something about being a 10-win team.
Versus 9 wins. Well, versus 8 or 9 wins, without
but
a doubt.
I've told this story before. I know Archie and I have talked about this. He said, Mike, there's going to come a time when a 9-3-win team
they're going to be national champs.
Will win their title so they get an automatic berth in that Sweet 16, so to speak, is what it's going to be. And they end up getting hot and winning it all.
Well, that's like when Eli Manning and the New York Giants were a wild card team and they won the Super Bowl. No, you're going to have that. You get hot at the right time. You just got to get to the dance. You know, you get to the dance and you peak it at the right time. Like, no, that will happen. But believe me, what you just said, that scenario, they had that in the NFL. Well, why won't that happen in major college football? Yes.
I think that will happen in major college football. We'll take a break and come back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our triple option feature. Charlie Long will join us on that. Bob, I will throw it to you first on triple option.
Well, I'm going to do my NFL version of a triple option. You know, whether you're talking about the cuts or, you know, last preseason game and trades that come about. But it was a tough Saturday for my my partner, my good old boy, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. Both of his sons in this preseason, Mike, they were in the limelight, not necessarily for the best of reasons. Before I get to Shador, you know, no one really talks about Shiloh. You know, unless you follow the Sanders family, you know, you tell everybody Shador this, Shador that, and all that. But looking at Shiloh Sanders, I know everyone probably saw it, was waived by the Buccaneers less than 24 hours after he was ejected from a preseason game for throwing a punch. And why are you throwing a punch anyway? You end up breaking your hand. And Todd Bowles is head coach at Tampa Bay. Come on, he's a defensive coach. You know, he respects Deion. And he'd be like, oh, why are you throwing a punch? Or why are they even practice even? All you could do is break your hand, and that can't help you as a defensive back. So, you know, he was battling for a roster spot. He wasn't drafted by Tampa Bay. He was a free agent. Now, they might end up putting him on the practice squad. But this is what Todd Bowles said. And I could see he was kind of giving him the business when he came off the field.
He was not a happy camper.
He said, you can't throw punches in this league. It's inexcusable. They're going to get you every time. That's the officials. You know, whenever you're throwing a haymaker or you're throwing a punch, and that's what Todd Bowles said, you got to grow from that. You got to grow from that, and that should never happen again. Now, he put on waivers. They might end up putting him on the practice squad, you know, to develop him. Now, if you look what happened to Shador Sanders, Luke's a big fan of Shador. He wanted the Saints to draft him. You know, he's a fifth-round pick with Cleveland. Did you notice Shador got sacked 5 times? Why in the hell, Shador, you don't throw the ball away? Okay, now think about this. If you're out the pocket in the Saints game, Tyler Shuck was barely out the pocket, and he just threw it away. I thought he got called grounded, but he barely got out the pocket. You know, this day and age, a receiver don't even have to be around. You got to have the pocket awareness. You're out the pocket. You could just throw it out of bounds. Back in the day, now I sound like the old man, get off my lawn. No, back in the day, when you were out the pocket, you had to throw it to a receiver, Mike. You couldn't just throw it out of bounds, or it was grounding. So they make it so easy now. You're out the pocket, just throw it away. So you look at Shador. I mean, here he was. He was 3 for 6, 14 yards, and he got sacked 5 times. You know, he's running all around. Do you know who else does that? And he better not do that.
Caleb Williams.
Ben Johnson is going to get all over for the Bears. Caleb, don't you dare be running all around for every one time. Look at that unbelievable play, a highlight reel play. 4 or 5 plays are going to go against you because the NFL is too fast. So when I saw that, not a good final week of preseason with Deion, then I'm going to leave you with this. This is unbelievable to me because I thought he was out of the news. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is the only quarterback, you know, like history, in NFL history, to throw for 4,000 yards. Well, Bobby, why are you bringing that up? You know, he just made 32 years of age. Now he's with the Vikings. But the only NFL quarterback in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards in a season without any wide receiver in his team reaching 500 yards. He did that in 2019.
That's unbelievable.
And they won the NFC East. The Eagles won the NFC East and didn't have a receiver on the team. You know, everybody wants the wideouts and all that. Oh, he threw for 4,000 yards, not one receiver had over 500 yards receiving.
Bob, I think going back to Shador, I think one of the things it goes to show you is how tough this league is and how big of a jump it is from college football to the NFL. And you think maybe I can get away from guys like that. And maybe in college you could. In the NFL, it's a different story. But what's made it worse for Tyler Shuck, for Cam Ward, for Shador, for Dylan Gabriel, is the success of C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels.
Without a doubt.
Everybody, oh, well, how come they did it and you can't?
That's an outlier.
The outliers of the bunch. That's what happened. You saw in the first game, Shador was terrific in the first game in preseason. And yet, that wasn't the case this past weekend.
They're not even game planning to stop you.
No.
So that's what you got to realize. And you know what I noticed? Aren't you a fan? I can't think of his name now, the Browns head coach. I think he knows what he's doing.
Stefanski.
Yes. Kevin Stefanski. Do you know? You know why I think he's going with Dylan Gabriel? People, oh, like Dylan Gabriel. Well, he's not going to do nothing. He's going to be a backup. Okay, whatever. I was watching Dylan Gabriel, like his highlights in preseason. And you know what Stefanski and you know what coaches like? That ball's coming out. It ain't no double clutch and all that. Watch
but
it, Dylan Gabriel.
Look the offense he ran at Oregon. What was it all about? Hey, get the snap, bang, throw to an area, bang, throw to an area. It's okay, so he's used to it. He's used to that.
Yeah, and Shador, to me, now he can make the throws. He's very accurate.
He's very accurate.
But you can't be freelancing. He's freelancing too much, and Dylan Gabriel does not do that. Now, you know, like veteran quarterbacks, and Mike, you said who's hurt, who's not. You know who I think might end up like trade bait? It's a Kenny Pickett. Don't you think, you know how?
Man, I wouldn't give up nothing for Kenny Pickett. I haven't seen enough.
But nobody started NFL games.
He has.
No, I'm just saying, why? You know, the, you know, he said who's hurt and who's not hurt. And
okay, because here's my thing with Pickett. When is Deshaun Watson going to come back?
Yeah, when is he going to come back? Because he's going to steal money for life and not play?
Joe Flacco's going to be your starter? Okay. You could outrun Joe Flacco today.
No, Joe Flacco.
But Joe can still sling it.
Jared Goff looks like a scrambler compared to Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's true.
But Joe Flacco's a winner. All I know is look what he did with the Ravens. Look at the success. You know, I say, oh, he's an old man now. Look what Joe Flacco did against the Patriots and Tom Brady. People don't want to believe that. And at New England, Tom Brady will tell you who gave the Patriots the business more than Joe Flacco. I'm talking about winning. And he would have won another game. He would have won them, the wide receiver.
He was dropped, wide open.
And back in the end zone dropped it. Or they'd have won another game. Look at Flacco's success against Tom Brady and the Patriots. I want to say in the postseason. And Flacco's a Super Bowl winner. Whether you hate him or not. Why you think
he gets rid of the football quick.
Yes.
And as slow as foot as he is, he does get rid of it.
That's
fast.
Why the trust factor. The coach trusts him. Why do you think Andy Dalton's still in the league? Because look at little Bryce with the Panthers. Because he brings stability. It's amazing there's not enough quarterback. You might think, oh, well, they're old men. Believe you me, if they had a bunch of young guys that could beat out Andy Dalton and Flacco, they're not just having Flacco and Andy Dalton because they like them. No, they trust them because they're pro. And that's why they're still in the league.
Bob, I watched the interview with Baker Mayfield, and other than him doing Popeye's commercials now, he said he thought the difference in what was happened to him in Cleveland, Carolina, Rams.
He turned around in the Rams.
His ability to see the field better and get rid of the football quickly. He was improv.
Yeah, you know,
you can do that at Oklahoma.
No, and the thing is, too, when you're young, I remember that. I went until I was about 27 years old. I had an answer for everything the defense was doing. When you're in the meeting room, the coach said, well, what do you see here? Well, why are you doing this? I always knew. Now, you got to be accurate and all that. When I was young, I don't know. It'd be like when I was, even when the Michigan Panthers won the championship, I was MVP. I don't know. I was just winging it. I mean, I didn't, you know, like.
Because you didn't have enough experience.
No, and you're like, I don't know. I just, that's my reaction. But when you get older, and that's how you last a long time, that when you're talking about, you know, Jacoby Brissett. look, he's backing up Collimer. You know why he's played 10 years? Well, Jacoby Brissett, he ain't never done nothing. But you know, and now he knows what he's doing with the football, and he has answers. When they're in those meetings and his leadership, then the team respects you because they know you know what the hell you're doing.
Okay, they got other guys more talented than Brock Purdy. What does he do better than anybody else?
It's decision-making, and here you got Shanahan and all that, and from the get-go, look, last year they might say, oh, well, what did Brock Purdy do without no supporting cast? Well, exactly. You look at Brock Purdy doing the stability, and they paid him. Mike, they only won 6 games. No, Brock Purdy, to be Mr. Irrelevant, that's unbelievable. How, okay, in college, look where he was at and how much better he is in the NFL. Now, I'm a Brock Purdy fan.
The way he can sling it is really impressive.
You know who else has gotten better in the pros? And Pete Carroll wanted him to come to the Raiders. He's better in the pros than he was at West Virginia.
Geno.
Geno Smith. Yeah. He made, I remember, Mike.
In the dome, we were sitting there. He made three or four throws.
Five. Mike, he made five throws against the Saints as good as anybody in NFL history. I go, whoa. That throw, that was good coverage. I don't know how he got that in there. Geno got better because LSU kicked his behind. He went nuts. And at West Virginia, he got so much better as an NFL player, and that's why Pete Carroll's like thinking, I want instead of Uncle Rico. and all that. No,
Gardner Minshew, yeah. and he didn't want to pay the price for Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
They didn't want to do that.
So, let's get I like Geno to bring him down to the Raiders from Seattle.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the news from earlier today. Brian Kelly spoke at his presser ahead of the Clemson matchup, but one of the things that he talked about, and people care a lot about this, it is what it is for me, whatever, but they awarded the number 18 jersey to Garrett Nussmeier and the number 7 jersey to Harold Perkins, and Coach Kelly talked a little bit about that because, you know, in LSU's Twitter post, they had let people know that this is the first time a quarterback has worn number 18 since Matt Mauch in 2003. They won the national championship in 2003, and then it became a tradition passing down that number 18. Garrett Nussmeier got the number. Coach Kelly talked about it.
We awarded number 18 to Garrett Nussmeier. I like the fact that we've kind of centered back to the quarterback position because that's the history of 18. And to have Matt Mauch as, you know, that guy is important to us. And, you know, Matt Mauch and what he represented in 2003 coming out and leading to a championship and bringing it back to a quarterback, I think, sends a great message about the history and tradition of 18. 7, Harold Perkins still wears number 7. Anybody could make an argument for 7 to go to somewhere else. And the great part about it is we had a lot of players on the team. But Harold didn't get a full year to wear 7, and he wants to finish it up. He wanted to wear 7. He wanted to have his best season in 7, and having it cut short last year, he gets the opportunity to wear 7. We need 2 captains, Garrett and Whit, Garrett Nussmeier and Whit Weeks. They represent both sides of the ball. We also will have 2, each and every week, 2 game day captains, because I believe we just have a lot of guys that have earned that opportunity. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of the background in terms of, you know, where 18 started with Mauch and now where it is with Nussmeier. And then 7, obviously, you can make the case for a number of guys that have their roots from the state of Louisiana as a playmaker. We just felt like it was right to have Harold finish off with 7 because he didn't get really the opportunity to do so.
And then that last note that Kelly had added in there as well, guys, 1 offensive, 1 defensive captain, Garrett Nussmeier on offense, obviously, and then Whit Weeks on defense. And I think, you know, those are pretty much the obvious choices, guys.
Well, you know, Charlie, Mike, help me out here. Number 7. Now, when I was a kid, in 7th grade football team, I wore number 7.
Burt Jones.
Burt Jones. Okay, but I still think in modern day, Honey Badger, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu.
And Fournette ran also
and Fournette,
had it.
But I still think Honey Badger.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, he takes what he wants. And, boy, I tell you what, if Harold Perkins could be a defensive presence like Tyrann Mathieu, scoop and score, boy, but wouldn't that go a long way to beat Clemson? Some crazy play
okay,
like that.
Here's my deal. Up against Clemson, wouldn't the thought, and I'm going to ask both of you, wouldn't the thought would be wherever Klubnik is, Harold, that's your guy.
Track him down.
You be the guy, okay? You're going to have to spy Cade Klubnik because it would not shock me if he's watched this film to see that there's been some open holes for quarterbacks that as soon as that receiver's not open, taking off running. Okay, if you're going to take off running, I got a guy that can chase you down. Well, Harold Perkins.
And, you know, Mike, that has to be in the game plan. I mean, you would think Coach Baker.
You would think so.
Yeah, they would have that. Now, you don't want to do that, though, every down. You don't want to be so predictable. But a lot of the times, yeah, you got to have that in the mix because of the quarterback's athletic ability.
Yeah, because, again, we saw the improvement with Klubnik last year with his passing, with a young receiving core that's all got experience now. I'm interested to see. The other thing is, can LSU run the ball? Because last year, they really couldn't run the ball when they needed to and have to in certain situations.
No, they have to.
They were not a physical team up front. Really were not. A lot of those runs, Caden Durham did kind of improv on his own to get open.
Well, Charlie, Mike, everybody wants Nussmeier to run more. And then I'd say maybe cut out your mistakes. But how about the running backs run more? You know, everybody, you want Nussmeier to run? Yeah, you might pick and choose and run. But how about the running backs be able to run more and they block for him? How about that?
I liked what Archie Manning told his grandson, Arch. Hey, if you can run it, but slide or run out of bounds. Yeah. You know, don't take anybody head on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not good for your good health when you try that. NFL or college football. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number three on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number three of Sports Talk and Second Guess. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. At 7:20, a little afterwards, the used-to-be voice of the Saints, long-timer Jim Henderson will join us, and he'll talk about his memories. Saints, also of Katrina, a big part of that, Bob, that 2006 season, the comeback, to see how sports really mattered at that time.
Without a doubt.
People kind of circled the wagons. It gave them something to cheer for. It gave them a little hope in life and kind of put pep in the step.
And, you know, along those lines, I don't know if you heard this, Charlie. This is Sean Payton went off on a tangent. The media is talking to him after the preseason game, and he wanted to reflect back when he was in Yarns like 20 years. And he said this. Now, he's the coach. He knows. He says, in hindsight, now, you know what a Super Bowl win is, a Super Bowl win. He said he thinks for the city and what occurred post-Katrina and where the city was at, that by the 2006 season was more important than the 2009 season winning the Super Bowl. And when I think
I thought it was his best coaching job in 06.
Well,
I tell you that.
He said that the meaning and the bouncing back, and I remember him saying this, when you're coming back to the Dome to beat Atlanta and the atmosphere, it was more than the game, it was a spiritual experience. And the reason, I remember when Sean Payton's telling the team to get their attention. This is great, we're back, and all that, but it's not going to mean anything if we don't win the game.
That's true.
You know, you got to win the game so it's memorable. It's not just like, oh, we reopened the Dome again. No, we won the game. He said, if you want to make it special, you have to win the game.
Then, you know, I mean, God bless him, blocks the punt. Curtis DeLoach comes up with the fumble in the end zone.
That was the loudest.
Steve Gleason, man, it was loud.
No, the top of the Dome was about ready to blow off. Was unbelievable.
Yeah, you just think about that and what that did for the city, for the region. And
well, yeah, fans who don't even know each other, they're hugging each other. I don't care if you're white, black, whatever, your race, color, whatever. Everybody's hugging each other. They're part of who that nation.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here and Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.